This is Molly and Tyler with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Redland City Mayor Joss Mitchell, under new changes to the council's media relations and speeches guidelines, is facing greater restrictions to her role as spokesperson for the council. This comes after changes to the guidelines on December 9th of last year, wherein if the mayor votes against the majority or has a conflict of interest, they can no longer act as a spokesperson on the matter. Mayor Mitchell has addressed these motions to restrict her role, stating that, in her opinion, she does not have the support of the elected council.
A new initiative to combat youth crime in Ipswich has been introduced by the state government. The Regional Reset Program aims to provide short-term interventions for at-risk youth engaging in high-risk behaviours such as substance abuse and truancy. Premier David Crisafulli and Minister for Youth Laura Gerber have emphasised the importance of this initiative in breaking cycles of crime in repeat offenders.
In national news, North Queensland is set to see more severe weather over the weekend after days of flooding. The affected councils are set to receive an $8 million community relief fund. In addition, individuals in the areas of Hinchinbrook, Cardwell and Heru, if eligible, can access up to $1,000 in relief from the Australian Disaster Recovery Payment.
Australian authorities have successfully contained a recent outbreak of bird flu. The virus, affecting predominantly chickens and ducks, has impacted the supply of eggs and meats over the past 6 months. As of yesterday, Agriculture Minister Julie Collins confirmed there has been no new detections of bird flu since July 2024.
In international news, beloved Australian brands Billabong, Quiksilver and Roxy will face mass store closures across the US and Canada. Liberated Brands, who runs the Australian surfwear brands, has recently filed for bankruptcy and will be shutting all 120 stores across America and Canada. Over 1,400 people will be faced with unemployment as a result. It remains unclear whether the mass shutdown will affect the company's Australian stock, with Liberated Brands' CEO, Todd Heimel, claiming that fast fashion likely played a big role in the company's decreased revenue.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Mozzies can spoil our great Brisbane outdoor lifestyle and even